This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Now listening to the Shots and Thoughts podcast, hosted by Chris, Ryan, and Sean.
Wow.
What's up, shotties?
That got me hyped. Yeah. That got me.
There's the energy, guys.
There it is. We were talking about a new theme song, but maybe fucking not, actually. Maybe that's fucking perfect. Welcome, shotties, to season 5.
Shotties!
We've decided to, you know, make true on our promise at the end of season 4. We're doing a fucking brand new show.
What?
While we were trying to figure out what the show would be, we just couldn't figure out what to do. So we decided to do them all.
Oh,
wow. Oh, yeah. And guess what? This is not an original idea, guys. We cannot fucking take credit for this. This is a it's going to be heavily inspired by Game Changer. Shout out Dropout TV.
Steve Harvey,
I guess.
Bob Barker.
Segments podcast, the new Jake and Amir podcast.
Wow.
And it's pretty much almost exactly those shows, but with us. So what we're going to do every week is each of us are going to come up with a segment. It could be a brand new segment. It could be a reoccurring segment. But each of the three of us are going to host one. So three new segments coming at you every week. And sometimes we're going to drink. Sometimes we're not, because we are adults that have to watch our LDLs and whatnot and our liver enzymes. But
that's the truth.
But yeah, we're pretty excited. This is our very first time recording this format. So who knows how it's going to turn out.
We'll do it live.
And it's our first time back together in how long?
A long time.
It's been a while.
Too long.
I mean,
it's been a while.
It's been a while. I mean, April? May.
That's too long.
Probably April, yeah.
April.
Forgive me.
When did you leave?
May.
May. Like early May, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so April then.
Like, had to have been. Yeah.
Yeah.
Late April. Mid-April.
Nice. Well.
Well, we're back, motherfuckers.
Fucking back. All right, so the way this is going to work is we're going to roll a die, just okay. Like usual.
Wow.
Whoever gets the highest roll starts the show off. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Make sense?
Yeah.
All right.
We can do that.
Before we do that, let's ceremonial toast.
Cheers. Drink, clink, 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 clink.
Cheers.
What are we drinking?
We're drinking a mix of Fuji apple soju and nectar. Yo, mandarin.
I can get down
seltzer.
With this.
This was a good idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think we're the first on this train.
Oh, okay. Wait a second. Wait a second.
This
that's
is
nice.
Quite pleasant.
Okay. Shout out Nectar, first of all. Asian-owned seltzer brand. I think they also have a podcast. I've never listened to it.
Okay.
But yeah, shout out them. Asian seltzer game.
That's Nectar and Fuji apple sake.
Fuji apple sake. This is the mandarin flavor of the nectar.
And the
this
mandarin nectar.
Pretty good.
Yeah, I'm like going in on it right now. Yeah. I don't know if I'm thirsty or it's just
I'm
really that
need
good.
Another.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's get ready for the first dice roll.
Oh,
and maybe
shit.
The only dice roll, depending on what segments we have.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Chris, can you get the die?
Yeah. We're rolling on daddy's lap.
This is level, right?
Yeah. Sure.
That's a 2.
Wow. Ooh, shout out to the 2 crew.
Okay. I will go with a
18.
Nice, wow. Dude.
Pretty fucking good, man.
Wow.
Too bad Chris got a 20.
No.
15.
Ryan.
Wow. Okay. Yes.
Kicking
least
off.
Prepared.
The inaugural games.
Wow. Kicking off the season.
The very first segment of the new format. Oh, God. The guy who's prepared the most. The guy who texted us at probably 2 p.m. today. Guys,
what are we doing today?
I don't have a segment.
All right, y'all.
That was a big gulp, Ryan.
Okay, we're going to start off light, okay?
All right. Let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Okay, this ain't, you know, me being in the middle of my travels right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and us being Filipino Americans.
Oh,
that's cool.
I figured that we could just test out our Tagalog.
No way.
Oh,
no way, dude.
Brother.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
Wow, exposed immediately.
I love this.
Okay, here we go.
Man.
Holy shit, I'm going to disappoint my parents.
Here we go.
Is this like, okay, never mind. I'll just.
I'm going to say a word in Tagalog, and then I'm going to count it on three, and then y'all say the answer.
Okay.
Okay.
It's not even multiple choice.
No.
It's just fill in the blank.
Okay, we can do like, you know, multiple choice, like true or false. You know, we can do is it A, B, or C? Yeah.
Whatever your format is, Daddy.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's fucking do this.
You're in charge, man.
Yeah, okay, here we go. For number one, let's do five, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do Kamusta.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So, again, it is Kamusta.
Okay.
All right. One, two, three.
Hello.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
On this.
What's up, Jade? We got you.
One of five. What's up, Ray?
What's up, Ray?
For this, though, it does say in quotations, how are you?
Six.
Same.
Right. Yeah, okay, I'll give it to that. Okay.
Get a half point.
Okay, here we go. Number two. Let's say, starting off a little light again. Salamat.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Salamat. One, two, three.
Thank you.
There you go, my Filipino brother.
Okay, all right. We in there?
Oh, light work.
Light work. Where you at, Ray?
Wrong. You guys are all wrong.
Here we go.
This is the
there it goes.
This is the jump.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Here's, you know, you should know. Maybe you shouldn't know. Okay, here we go. God forbid my Tagalog, you know. Here we go. Saan ito pupunta?
That's one word.
That's a phrase.
One more time.
Saan ito papunta?
Where is this going? Oh, wait, shit. Sorry, you didn't ask the question. You didn't do the
three,
two, one.
Where is this going?
Is that, yeah, that's my guess.
That is correct. Good job, Sean.
I was.
Teamwork.
There was absolutely no way I was getting that.
Okay. And y'all can I'm going to start getting a little bit harder.
Okay.
All right. That was what, three? Let's just
think
do.
So, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Here we go. This is really, should know. Kain tayo.
Okay.
All right.
We should know this one.
Kain tayo.
All right. I'm locked in, Regis.
All right. Three, two, one.
Let's eat.
Let's eat.
I said.
Yeah, I heard you. I got it from Sean.
There you go. Now we're learning culturally. This is the Duolingo of Philippines right now.
The most unhinged social media account.
Can you give that to me again? Let's eat.
Let's eat is kain tayo.
Kain tayo.
There you go.
We're learning here.
There you go. Yeah, it's a learning experience, okay? It doesn't need to be.
Born and raised in Texas.
And then here we go.
Kain tayo.
My last one that I'm going to pick is Saan ako puede uumpo? Saan ako puede uumpo?
Shit.
Okay. Let's go word by word. Saan?
Where?
Yeah, where? Of course.
Ako.
I.
There. Puede.
That can?
Can.
Yeah.
Spanish.
Yeah, Spanish.
There you go. There you go. Dice puede. And umpo.
Got me.
Shot.
Wait, what was the first word?
Where.
Where?
So the second word is ako.
Where can I go?
That is close. So the phrase again. Saan ako puede uumpo?
Uumpo. I just don't know that last word.
It is. Where can I sit? Y'all, yeah, y'all broke it down. Teamwork.
Got it.
Got it.
Barely.
Cool. And that's all I got for that.
Hell
something,
yeah.
Something light.
Something light.
Yeah.
Something light. We learned. We there laughed. That was good.
Okay. All right. Chris, you rolled second highest.
Oh, shit. All right. Well, seeing as how it is, you know, that time of year, whenever we just, you know, kind of get cozy and stuff. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Kinda. I got a new game for y'all, and it's called Guess That Sack.
Holy shit.
Oh, yeah, man. Guess That Sack.
Can like, y'all, do y'all even know where we're going with this?
No.
No.
Well, I'm going to need you to turn off the lights and get naked. No, I'm just kidding. Seeing as how it's...
I'm already naked.
No. I digress.
Oh, wait. I got excited, though. I was like, wait.
No. Well, seeing as how, you know, Sean and
wait,
Ryan,
is it for real called Guess That
it's
Sack?
Like, it's Guess That oh, okay, Sack, okay, baby. Okay, yeah, okay. We're in there. We're in there. No, yeah. Well, seeing as how, you know, Sean and Ryan are very much into sports and us being in the football season.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to play.
Also, top three, I think, in our fantasy league?
Who?
The three of us somehow?
No shit,
oh,
what?
There you go.
I'm fairly certain Chris is third place.
I don't know how that
and
happened.
He one good draft.
Yeah.
Almost zero moves.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think after week 4 or 5, I gave up.
And you've been in third place ever
oh
since.
Oh, my God.
Auto draft kings. Anyway, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a series of professional football players being sacked. And you guys are going to tell me who's getting sacked.
Who's getting sacked?
Holy,
how would we fucking know?
This is crazy.
Okay. So, how it's going to work is if you guess the QB who's being sacked, that's going to be 3 points.
Okay.
If you can guess the team that the QB is on just by guessing a team, that'll be 2 points.
Hell yeah.
Or if you just make any guess, you get 1 point.
Okay. I
like
that.
I can get with it. I can get with it.
All right. Are we ready to play Guess That Sack?
Guess That Sack. Hell yeah.
All right.
We can't look at your phone, I assume.
No.
Okay. I'll look all forward. Right. No cheating.
Here we go. We got our first sack coming right up. Who got sacked?
Holy fucking shit. What kind of crazy game is this?
It's just grunts. Who was it, man?
Oh, holy shit. Drew Brees.
I'll give hints if you want.
Oh, okay, hell yeah. Okay.
I'll give a hint for everything in general. Everything was before 2022.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you like
can
to
you
hear
tell
that one more time?
Yeah.
Yeah. One all more right time. I think I got it.
I gotta close my eyes. Oh, no way.
My head popped up. Hold on.
Holy shit.
Jameis Winston.
Okay.
I'm going to go with.
Feels wrong.
Oh, man. I'm going to go with...
I couldn't tell if the guy yelling was getting sacked or doing the sacking?
I'll give you a hint. The guy who yelled was giving the sack.
Okay, oh. Never mind.
I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Okay, okay. You want to guess a team also?
Like it?
Should we guess different just to get the most?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to optimize points for you.
Yeah, optimize the points. Okay, I'm going to go fucking, I don't know, Titans.
I'm going to go with the Browns.
Okay, well, the good news is you both get a point.
Okay.
We guessed. We absolutely guessed.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to be shocked if we get any right.
That was a Ben Roethlisberger.
Of course.
Next one, man. Let's go. Are you ready?
Holy shit. This is the wildest fucking game, bro. How the fuck? One more time.
One more time for the boys. Here we go. I'll give you a hint. He's an older player.
Brady.
I'll give you older than that.
Older than Brady? Okay, so we're going... Peyton Manning.
Okay.
Are we talking like older as in like previous years?
Older.
Shit.
I'm going to go with the Bengals.
Okay.
And I'm going to go with Montana. Mm. Joe Montana.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Good thinking.
Okay, I'll go fucking know the old guys, to be honest with you. I'll go Warren Moon, and then I'll go fucking, I don't fucking know, the Dolphins.
Nice. You guys both get a point.
Yo.
Okay. Look, this guy's a little more popular. This guy's a little more popular. Hold on. Are we ready?
I guess.
Yeah. You gotta know that one.
Dude,
even I knew this one.
That one was pretty dense.
This is infuriating. Oh my god. It's crazy to love football and then just get fucking owned.
I know, right? It's like, what? Do I even know football?
Okay. I'll give you a hint. This is a real one. You're looking at the West Coast. Like a West
Wait,
Coast
what was team. The who was the second one?
Oh, that was Ken O'Brien.
Oh my god.
From the New York Jets in 1985,
oh
dude.
Oh my god.
You fucking bastard.
What is that?
I mean, not even like a fucking, is that guy a legend?
Did you
is
say
he good?
Ken O'Brien.
Is he good?
Oh my gosh.
Ken O'Brien. Of course it's Ken O'Brien.
Of course, dude.
You fucking maniac.
All right.
What's the hint for the third one, bro?
West Coast team.
Okay.
One more time. I think it'll help us.
Here we go.
Yeah.
That was a good hit.
You didn't even make it sound.
That was a really good hit.
Okay, West Coast team. What can we get a decade?
This decade.
Okay. Russell Wilson. And then I'll also go Chargers.
Okay.
Just to optimize the scoring system.
Okay, I'm going to go LA Rams.
Okay.
And Matthew Stafford.
Oh, doubling down.
Wow, nice.
Trying to get the 3 point.
The 3 point play. Sorry, those were both 1 point plays.
Oh my God.
This is insane.
But you guys know this one.
Who was it?
That was Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh,
okay. The 49ers.
Dang.
All right, here we go. Next one. You can use that commentator's little context clue if that
how?
Helps.
What the heck?
Explain.
Are you serious?
Explain how.
I think I heard a pen drop louder than this.
Damn.
Was it a sack?
Yeah.
All right.
Decade.
This decade.
Okay.
Any other hint?
Let me think what year he was.
He was.
Yeah.
Retired.
I don't think, no, definitely not retired.
Okay.
He's not the starting quarterback.
Active, but not the starter.
This is an East Coast team. Had to have a recent name change.
Name change.
If you guys get this one, you win the game, honestly.
Fucking the Commanders? That's the only name change I could think of.
Okay, yeah.
So we're for sure getting an extra point on that.
Commanders.
Well, you Commanders. Are. I don't know about Ryan.
Ooh.
And then we'll go for the fucking three-pointer. I'm going to go. He is the starter, though. He's injured, though.
Oh, if you guys can get it right, because I fucked up, you get double points.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
It's either him or Carson Wentz.
Do you want to know his jersey number?
I don't know if that would help me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Yeah, for sure the Commanders.
I can't think of another team that changed his name.
Yeah.
Just kudos all around for this fucking game.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking insanity.
And let's do... Man, it is not... There's
RG3, Alex Smith.
When they changed their name? In 2020?
Something like that.
Okay, so within the two, three-year span.
Okay. So he played for the new name?
Yes.
Okay, so we got...
Heineke?
Oh, it could be Heineke. It could be Heineke.
It could be Heineke, dude.
It could be fucking Heineke.
Actually. It could be.
Let's do that. Let's just go Heineke.
Shit. We're getting at least 2 points.
You guys both get 2 points for this one. So I don't know what points y'all are at, but I think y'all are tied.
I'm pretty sure we're tied.
So you guys got the Washington Commanders. That was actually Kyle Allen.
Oh my gosh.
I for sure don't think he's in the league.
Kyle Allen
from UH fame, I think.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah.
Wow, who would have thought?
Dude, fucking bodied by the Rams.
God fucking.
All right, here we go. Everyone knows this guy. Everyone.
Oh my gosh.
I'm so pissed.
Easy.
You bastard. You absolute bastard.
This is crazy. All right, can we get a...
Kyle Allen is in the league, guys. He is indeed the backup for one Josh Allen.
There you go.
Damn. Chris knows his stuff. Chris really fucking researched.
Yeah. Is there a replay button we can do?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit that one more time.
I'll give you another hint. Texas team.
All right, we got Cowboys or Texans?
I'm going to go Texans.
Okay.
Is this the last one?
No.
Okay.
And Matt Schaub.
Wow, double down, Texans?
Wow, okay. Ooh. I'm going to go fucking Tony Romo and then the Texans.
You guessed the Texans.
Texans, yeah.
You guys both guessed the Texans?
We both guessed Texans.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So you both get 1 point.
Oh, yeah. A two.
That was actually Dak Prescott from the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, my goodness.
Thought it'd be too easy. That's why I went Romo.
All right, here you go. This guy's pretty vocal. I'll give you that hint whenever he gets tackled. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Oh, nice. You gotta.
Andrew Luck.
What? Okay.
Dang. Just because I know he compliments. Every time he gets tackled, he's like, nice one.
Want to guess the team?
I'm a fucking double down. Indianapolis Colts.
Wow.
Dang.
I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with the Chargers on this one.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, and I'm gonna go with
Philip Rivers used to talk a lot.
Yeah. I'll go with Philip Rivers.
Oh, you're doubling down as well.
Yeah.
Oh shit. That's Damn. Not what I meant I like for you to that. Do, but all right.
I like that. Sean!
What?
In the last minute
of
the wow.
game. Oh, yeah.
Scores it all. Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts.
That is crazy.
Who just got
that is crazy, dude.
Only because he fucking every time he gets hit, he's like, "Oh yeah, nice."
Yeah, honestly.
Nice one.
In the highlight reel, there was a lot of like him and then just complimenting people after.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All he does is get hit and be like, "Good one, dude."
Yeah, yeah. That was a lot.
Wow.
Of
that.
Damn.
Wow.
Cheers to you, dude.
Dude.
Winner of Guess That Sack.
I don't
Sean
want
Salve.
It. I don't want it.
That is that the last one to for you to get anything is impressive, right?
That's
yeah,
true. That's
yeah.
true.
Wow,
man. Well,
guess
thanks y'all
sack.
For playing. That was amazing. Y'all did great.
Hell yeah, dude! Absolute fucking madman for that game.
There you go.
All right, this next one, the last segment, is Chat GPOetry.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Nice.
We got three poems. Two of them award winners. One of them ChatGPT.
All right. And we're trying to snuff out the bot.
And you're trying to sniff out the fucking bot.
All right. Easy.
Okay.
So while I pull this up, how versed are both of you in poetry?
You know, I like the classics like Paul and Arud.
Holy shit.
Again, the fuck is that one guy's name? Rob Thomas.
Whoa.
Again. Rob Tom? Wait.
Wait. Whoa.
Wait a second. Wait, who's the first one again?
Whoa.
You
whoa,
bastard.
Whoa. Almost got me there with that one.
Okay, I gotta be honest. I don't know shit about shit.
Yeah, I don't know shit about shit. I just know a couple names.
Poetry, no. I do
I know haikus. They have like a certain rhyme scheme.
I know it's like five syllables,
are we
then
there
seven,
yet?
And then five, right?
Yeah.
I think.
Well, for a haiku?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 5, 7, 5.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Poem number one. We're trying to find who's the fraud.
Okay.
This is Unbound by Lysander Hermine.
Okay.
In the quiet depths where shadows play, a tale unfolds in the light. No rhymes to bind the words I weave, just echoes in the night. Moments linger, fleeting and fleet. Life's a mosaic with such beautiful patterns. No structured verses, no rhythmic dances, just thoughts adrift the ether. Through the labyrinth of thought I find, in the realm where language finds its home, no cadence to guide my travels, just a reflection of a moment past. Poem number two, Prayer by Ian Hamilton. Look, sir, my hands are steady now, my brain a cloudless day. Is that the second? Choking up, dude.
Getting emotional.
Is that the sound of breakfast down below? To eat again seems possible. To breathe, no problem, Lord. I promise I'm okay. Poem number three.
Please read me the third one.
Webcam the World.
Okay.
By Heather McHugh.
Okay.
Get all of it. Set up the shots. At every angle, run them online. 24/7, get the beautiful stuff. Like scenery and greenery and style. And get the ugliness, like cruelty and quackery and rue. There's nothing unastonishing, but get that too. We have to save it all, now that we can and while. Do close-ups with electron microscopes and vaster pans with planet cams. It may be getting close to our last chance. How many millipedes or elephants are left? How many minutes for mind-blinded men? Use every lens you can. Get dubliners in fisticuffs. The last Beijinger with an abacus. The boy in Addis Ababa who feeds the starving dog. And don't forget the cows. in neck irons when Barnes begin to burn the rollickers at clubs, the frolickers at forage. Take it all. The space you need, it's curved. Let mileage be footage. Let year be light. Get goggles for the hermitage and shades for the horage. Don't be boggled by totality. We're here to save the world without exception. It will serve as its own storage.
Snap, snap, snap. So what's the name of that poet?
That one is, again, Webcam the World by Heather McHugh.
Heather McHugh.
Okay. So, boys.
I'm guessing the second one. I'm putting my fucking money on the second one.
Man, I don't know, man.
Man, I don't know, man. Boop, boop.
Man, I don't know, man. Man, I don't know. Number three, man, sound a little iffy, man.
You're not wrong. But I don't know.
We have to fucking decide.
All right.
What about number two makes you think it's AI?
It feels more hither than thithered than the other ones did. But that's just me.
More like the other ones are more concise with the.
Yeah, like the third one I thought was like we like really concise, and then it lost me for a little bit. But then I was like, okay, this is like a ramping up to it. Mm. I fucking hate describing this shit and then finding out that it was a fucking bot.
All right, so you're going with poem number two?
I'm going to go poem number two.
You know what? I'm going to switcheroo. I'm going to go with poem number one. Poem
number Lysander one. Sounds fucking sus, bro.
Lysander Hermine?
I'm just kidding.
I don't know, man.
They're going to be very upset. What about number one gives it to you?
Nah, I'm just being skeptical. I think I'm going to go stick with number three.
Number three?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Any reasons Webcam for number three?
Webcam for the world? Too easy.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the topic.
It's too modern?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you saying there's no modern poets?
To be fair, I Googled poems that have won awards in the last decade.
Okay.
If that helps.
Okay. Computers are around.
Yeah.
Computers have been around.
It seems, I don't know, when I think about poetry, I think about I think scenery or something like that. Yeah.
That's fine.
Maybe it's just different poetry that I'm not used to.
Yeah.
You couldn't see the frolickers frolicking and the ravers raving at a Travis Scott concert?
The mind-blinded man?
See, yeah, some of that third one was like too much, but I was like, maybe, just maybe. I'm still going with number two.
Okay. All right. I'll go three.
All right.
Wait, are you not guessing because you know?
Yeah, because I had to put it together. All right, so.
All right, let's hear it.
The AI is.
Time to smash my teeth in.
Lysander.
Lysander.
You guys got GP poetry.
Oh, my God.
Jesus. Holy shit, Unbound. You better believe it's all AI. I typed in. Write a short poem that doesn't rhyme, and that half of it rhymed anyways.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
Wow.
Oh, man. I knew it. I knew it. My gut, and I was like, nah.
You almost got it. Damn, and then you changed it back.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oof. Lysander.
That means I'm...
Also, name made up by ChatGPT. That's right. Name of the poem, also ChatGPT.
Wow.
Wow.
The end is near, guys.
That is crazy. You know how it can make this poem? It's because it uses our information and like just like creates its own brain of AI. And this is what we expect it to be, right?
When you think of poetry, that's what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Am I basic?
We are basic.
We are basic.
Damn.
We all don't know poetry.
All right, crazy guys.
Well, that's the first episode of season 5. Let us know what you thought about the new format. We think we're going to have a lot of fun with this. It's going to be new every week for us. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it keeps
sure.
it exciting for y'all as well.
Yeah, and we don't have to do all the fucking learning shit. That one got tiresome after a while. I feel like we all zoned out of the learning stuff.
Yeah. It was just challenging.
To find a new topic every time.
Yeah, finding a new topic. And then it was also like not always a smooth translation from our mouths into an interest, or could be of just learning experience for our listeners. So,
yeah.
You know, I think we're sticking with our strengths and we're doing it with a twist, with leaving it open-ended.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you want more Shots and Thoughts, all of our shit is still the same. At SNTPOD on Instagram, on fucking X, I guess is what we're calling it now.
There you go. I refuse.
And thank you guys for listening so much. We hope you enjoy the show. If you did, really love a review. Fuck it. I started a joke about Venmoing me on Reddit on Wiki, and then people started doing that. So actually, what if you guys drop your Venmos? Can you do that in Asia? Chris, what's the Venmo?
No, I know. I think Venmo is pretty hard in Asia because according to Joey.
Oh.
Okay.
Chris, drop
it. I don't know. They're just going to start requesting money from me that requesting. I don't have.
They've never done that from me.
Wow.
They just send me money.
There you go.
I feel like that works. Never mind. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We have a fucking Patreon that no one's a patron of. I think we have Buy Me a Coffee up. The links are in the show notes. Yeah. So yeah, if you want to support the show, Buy Me a Coffee or Patreon is there. If you don't have money or you just don't want to give us your money, which is fair, we'd really love a rating and review and maybe tell your friends about it. All right. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, wow. We are back.
We're back.
And then we're gone.